Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The right fielder, Bud Stewart. Batting third. The left fielder, Gil Cohn. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Carden Gillenwater. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jake Early. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Al Cozar. Batting eighth. The shortstop, John Sullivan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mickey Hefner. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Mickey Hefner. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting second. The left fielder, Allie Clark. Batting third. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Johnny Berardino. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Pat Sierrett. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Tipton. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Lemon. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Lemon. And now, play ball. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a line drive into left field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a line drive into center field. Gillenwater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hefner fields it and throws to first for the out. Clark moves to second. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cozar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater strikes out. Two outs. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Cozar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cozar hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Early moves to second. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner takes first base on ball four. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a fly ball into left field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 1 in the game. Yost hits a fly ball into left field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 1 in the game. Stewart takes first base on ball 4. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 0 for 1 in the game. Cohn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton hits a line drive towards the mound. Hefner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gillen Water. Lemon reaches second base with a double. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Early settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Early. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 1 in the game. Tucker is hit by the pitch. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hefner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lemon moves to third. Tucker moves to second. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lemon scores. Tucker scores. Clark moves to third. It's 2-0, Indians. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Early to Sullivan covering second. The throw back to home, and Clark is out at the plate. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Gillen Water settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 1 in the game. Vernon strikes out. One out. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater is 0 for 1 in the game. Gillenwater takes first base on ball 4. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Early hits a line drive into left field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kozar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kozar is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kozar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gillenwater moves to second. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0 for 1 in the game. Berardino hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Keltner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Berardino moves to second. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 0 for 1 in the game. Sierra hits a ball on the ground towards third. There's the throw to Vernon, who tags Keltner for the out. Berardino moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0 for 1 in the game. Tipton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hefner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Berardino scores. Sierra moves to second. It's 3-0, Indians. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Lemon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sierra scores. Tipton moves to third. Lemon moves to second. It's 4-0, Indians. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Dale Mitchell now playing left field. Allie Clark now playing third base. Sammy Meeks pinch hits for Mickey Hefner. Sammy Meeks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meeks strikes out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 2 in the game. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stewart for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Welteroth now pitching. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Welteroth, and towards Kozar, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kozar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Berardino hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cone. Mitchell reaches second base with a double. Berardino moves to third. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 0 for 2 in the game. Sierra hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 0 for 2 in the game. Cohn is called out on strikes. one out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 2 in the game. Vernon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Sierra. Vernon reaches second base with a double. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Gillenwater strikes out. Two outs. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Early hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Lemon, and towards Berardino, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tipton hits a fly ball into center field. Gillenwater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Kozar reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kozar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Al Kozar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kozar is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Kozar hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops it up and throws to first, with Lemon covering, for the out. One out. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 2 in the game. Sullivan strikes out. Two outs. Dick Welteroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welteroth is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ali Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kozar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 3 in the game. Yost hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 0 for 3 in the game. Cohn takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Berardino takes first base on ball 4. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Berardino moves to second. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 0-for-3 in the game. Sierra bunts towards the mound. Welteroth fields it and throws to first for the out. Berardino moves to third. Mitchell moves to second. One out. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tipton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Welteroth fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kozar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gillenwater is called out on strikes. One out. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Early hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clark fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Kozar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kozar is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Kozar hits a fly ball into right field. Sierra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Washington Senators, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.